Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday. It is another glorious Saturday here in the community, and I am so excited to be here today with Community Spirit Talk Radio on Saturday morning with you. Today's guest is Lisa. I always pronounce your last name wrong. Is it Nystedt?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh,
you got it. Yeah. You got it, Angel.
Right
thank
now.
You.
Thank you all for tuning in. I should just stop because I got that right. Lisa is a wonderful person. I got a chance to meet her. She joined the New Age Guild some time ago and has been a really great supporter of ours, and her energy is so wonderful. One of the things that I enjoy about her energy is that she's just an uplifting individual when you engage with her, and you'll get that as you talk to her and you hear her voice over the radio. She's up in Ashland, Oregon, and comes down here because I guess you used to hail down here. You got the Santa Cruz area code
right.
on your phone number, so you used to
right,
hail down
Santa
here,
Cruz.
But now like. Yeah. So many people you have exited up into the close to the Pacific Northwest. I'm told that that's kind of where the energies are building up in spirituality, which I would love to hear from you on that later on in the program. But give our listeners the lowdown on Lisa.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show today, Angel. This is just really a wonderful treat for me to just be able to have a little time to sit down and talk to you, share some time with you, share some time with some of your listeners. Yeah, well, talking about me, let's see, where do I start? I've been psychic all my life. I don't know what it's like not to be psychic. You know, my whole life has been just an experience to learn more and to understand more. I also have this very scientific mind, so growing up, I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of questions about, you know, why I was able to see things that other kids weren't. And that just started this seeking, this very natural seeking. So, you know, fast forwarding to where I am today. Today, after this long journey that I've been on, much education, much learning, beautiful, wonderful, amazing, amazing teachers along the way, and I just want to express my gratitude for all of them right now. Most of them are on the other side. But I was truly blessed to have some of the most beautiful mentors and guides on my journey to learn about my psychic abilities. And so what I'm doing now is just using all of that experience, including my natural gifts, to help other people. I do what is called soul path readings. Of course, I do many different things, but soul path readings or Anamkara readings, which is the Celtic word for soul friend. And when I sit down with someone, it's always an adventure. I always sit down with them and make the heart-to-heart connection first, and call in their guides, and we just go on an adventure together. We just go on an adventure to see where they are at their life right now, what they're doing. Are they on there making those destiny points? If so, everything's looking great. How to do it with a little more alacrity. If not, if they're feeling a little off their path, it's like, what's going wrong? Where are the blocks? What can we do? I also have a lot of tools in my toolbox, so oftentimes people leave their sessions with suggestions, with homework to do, I work a lot with the law of attraction and helping people to break through those big obstacles and break out of patterns. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, so if need be, you know, sometimes people will decide to venture into that realm to just really help, you know, make some real quantum shifts in their reality in order to attain their goals. So that's the short version,
cool.
Angel, of who I am, what I'm doing. Yeah.
So while you're talking, I was actually looking at your website, because I like to do that when I have guests. It gives me, you know, an opportunity to make sure I don't miss anything. And it's really cool listening to your journey and listening how you went from one thing to the other. It's you know, it can sound, and I get this sometimes when I talk to people, and they hear about my past and you go through all the stuff that you have done. Like, why do you focus on so many different things? And rather than kind of looking at the benefit of having a practitioner, so I see you have life coaching skills and then the hypnotherapy, which is probably out of all the things you do, kind of one of the more mainstreamy things, because people have been kind of acknowledging hypnotherapy for a long time. You can go to Kaiser Hospital and get hypnotherapy, right? And
mm-hmm.
then you got your psychic readings, and then you have Reiki and then Metatronian therapy and distance healing. And I have never heard of that before. And I had a practitioner on last week. And ever since then, everybody I talk to does this Metatronian therapy. I'd never heard of it before. It's just so fun how that will happen. You have all this stuff that you do. How would you best describe what you do when you work with people? Like, when I work with you, what is it you talk about the soul and helping with the soul? What is the service when you put all this in a box that I get from you as a practitioner?
When I put it all in a box, really what I am is a spiritual coach. That's really what I do. I'm a spiritual coach. I mean, what you're going to get out of me in a session, and, you know, there are, as you can see from my website, I offer a variety of different services. You know, every time, no matter what service you're getting from me, it's like I take that time to tune in, generally before you even arrive or before you call me on the phone or Skype me. And I check in with just looking at that soul path, calling forth your guides, you know, seeing where you are, seeing what's going on. I start by looking at everyone's auric field, everyone I'm reading for. And then I just go in through there, and depending on what modality they choose, you know, some people aren't really open for a reading, but they're open for a Reiki session, and it feels right for them. And at different times, people need different things. So it's just about serving them, serving my clients, and serving, you know, people that come to me the best that I can. And, you know, in some cases, that means I send them somewhere else. It means that, you know, mm-hmm. knowing what I'm capable of helping someone with, but also knowing what, you know, what I need to send on maybe to somebody who specializes in something very different from what I do. If somebody called me for an astrology reading, well, I'm not an astrologer. So it's like that's something where I could make some suggestions and send them off to someone else. Yeah.
Well, and that's the difference between what I call more transformational practitioners and some of the other practitioners. Because if you're a transformational practitioner, at some point in time, you have to let people go, whether you are referring them to somebody else or even dismissing them as a client because you just can't do anything for them. And that's the beauty
right.
of it. I like that. It's really, really awesome. I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk to some people, and then we'll dig into some more questions, because you do have a lot of callers, so I want to give you a chance to get through these folks since they've waited so patiently. If you're ready to talk to some people on the radio, are you ready to take some callers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All righty. Here we go.
Hi.
You are on the air with Elisa and Angel.
You.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. What can I help you with today? Did you have a specific question you wanted me to take a look at?
I do. Looking for work, concerned about money. I'd like to know what you see in my future with regards to that.
Okay. Okay, Rose, it's kind of funny because the first thing that comes in is I get your guides are right here in my face right now, and they've been leaving signs for you all over the place trying to let you know that things are going to be okay for you. And it's really interesting because sometimes our signs are just so – our the signs our guides leave for us are so subtle. And so they're wanting you to become a little bit more aware of the signs that they're leaving for you. And I feel like it's just messages, you know, it could be as simple as a feather in the wind. That's the way our guides speak to us so subtly. They are showing me that things are going to be improving. You've actually have a lot of energy circling around you, Rose, in terms of what they're showing me, green. They're also showing me that there's a little bit of fear of allowing it in, and I think you're just blocking it a little bit. They're showing me that this is going to shift and change. I'm trying to look to see if I can get a date on this for you. Once again, they're going back to how they're guiding you, wanting you to, like, pay attention to those little subtleties, that they're leaving for you along the way. They're saying that it is just going to happen. It's going to just come about. When things start happening, it's going to come about quickly for you, okay? It does feel like there's going to be some energy that's going to start speeding up here around work and around money. And there's going to be an opportunity. I'm seeing a new job opportunity that comes in, but it doesn't feel like it quite comes in until about the end of the month. They're showing me some energy around the end of the month, and then they're taking it out to, they're specifically giving me a date of October 5th. So I want you to pay attention to October 5th, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're encouraging you to take some time. I feel like this is something that you've been worried about, you've been concerned about, and so you haven't been taking time for yourself just to kind of stop and take, just to stop and breathe, just to take some time to stop in reflection. And those are the times when our guides are going to get messages to us. And sometimes it may just be a newspaper that's sitting next to you that happens to have a job ad in it, or all of a sudden something comes through on the computer, or something from a friend, or those real, and sometimes they're even more subtle than that. And I'm actually going to request that your guides get a little louder for you, because I feel like you're having trouble right now. You're worried. And whenever we're in the energy of worry and we have fear around something, we're a little bit locked up. And so we do have trouble getting the messages from our guides, and they do have to kind of shout out at us a little bit louder, making it a little more obvious and not being quite as subtle.
Okay.
But I want you to pay attention to that date, October 5th. It feels like there's something around October 5th that's very significant, that around work and money. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
My day.
All right. Blessings to you, Rose.
And to you, too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day. Really great. So in that reading,
mm-hmm.
you talked about, you know, you got to the point of her question. And one of the things that you did that was really cool was you actually reached out to her guides and requested some support from her guides. So were you in communication
right.
with her guides as you were going through the reading?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everybody's guides are always present. Now, in Rose's case, her guides were front and center, right in my face, talking to me, because they've been having trouble. I mean, even like right now, it's like nothing happens by accident, Angel. And so what happened with her guides was they were probably the inspiration for her calling in today. I'm certain that they were, because they were wanting to talk to her, and the subtle messages that they've been leaving for her have gone unnoticed. which happens so frequently with all of us. All of us. Our guides are always like, I always liken it to, you know, Hansel and Gretel dropping those breadcrumbs so they could find their way back. And that's what our guides do for us. They drop these little breadcrumbs. But sometimes the breadcrumbs are so subtle. It could just be a symbol that flashes past us very quickly, or a color, or something where they're trying to connect in with us. Mm-hmm. And this is really the benefit of doing more meditation and actually, you know, getting that deeper relationship with your guides. The deeper the relationship you have with your guides, the more you're going to understand it when they're knocking at your door or they're showing you a symbol. You're going to, you know, our guides speak to us in the language of symbols. So mm-hmm. it's like when they're showing us a picture or the same things coming up over and over and over again. You know, we see those, a lot of people call me because they see the angel numbers over and over again. And so anytime you're getting a sequence of numbers over and over again or something like that, it's a message from your guides. It's a message from your angels. And you want to take heed of that. You want to notice and even, you know, go to the next extent and maybe Google it. You know, and find out what it means, find out the symbology, because that's what's going on. Your guides are trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Really, really cool. Let's go ahead and take another caller, and then we're going to come back after this and talk about some of the really cool things you got going on, because your schedule is packed with exciting stuff.
It is. It is.
Okay.
Thank you, Angel.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Lisa and Angel. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, guys. My name is Neetu, and I'm calling from Texas. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, are you all right down there in Texas? Are you down there in the water, the hurricane zone?
So, actually, yeah, I'm actually currently in Houston right now. Our house didn't get flooded at all, but so we're safe and sound. But, yeah, I'm down here, but everything looks like it's, you know, moving on the positive end, so it's getting better.
Good, good, good.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually had a question around career as well. I wanted to see if you could pick up on when I would be, you know, starting my full-time job and maybe what kind of area it would be in and if it would be good for me.
Sure. Before I get to that, though, Nita, once again, you know, your guides are coming through for you. And nothing happens by accident. And one of the first messages that they want to get through to you is right now is to really enjoy the journey. Even though you're telling me you're in Houston, we all are aware of, like, you know, all of the tragedy that's happened down there. You know, the message they're giving me is for you to be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. And that somehow this is connected to your life path. It's connected to your life work. And so it's not surprising that you're having these questions right now, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I going with this?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, though. You have a lot of luck around you. Okay, so I want you to keep that in mind, too. You have a lot of luck around you. In all honesty, I feel like this is going to be a journey for you in your career. I don't see you settling in and doing one thing right away. I feel like you're going to take this. I keep getting something in the healing field. I keep getting healing.
Okay.
I keep getting social work. I keep those things keep coming up. But there's also many different avenues around those. I could also see you eventually ending up in something, doing some social policy reform, doing something in the legal field, all of this stuff.
Okay.
And then they just threw counselor in there too. So you can see where they're pulling from. They're pulling from this. And what your job is right now, Nito, is to look at where you are standing right now. You're at a significant point in history, not just for your life, but for, I mean, of course, you know, we all are. But focus in on where you are, because it's no accident you're there. Look to the needs that you need, that need to be filled around you, and just stay very much in the present right now, because there is a wealth of information for you right there. And through that, you're going to find your path. But your guides are very, very clear that it is the journey for you to focus in on the journey and not to look at the goals. I feel like you've been looking at goals and you've been looking at external things, like you're waiting for something to come in from the outside and just say, aha, this is – what you're going to do.
Right.
This is your vocation, and this is where you need to be. And you know what? You came down here. It's really interesting because you have, it's in your soul contract. You came down here to do many different things. Ultimately, you're a healer, but it's very interesting because a large part of what's going on is surrounded by the journey of getting there. I don't feel like you're ever going to reach that place where you settle in on one thing.
Okay.
Vocationally.
Yeah, that's,
but I can
that
tell you
it
starts
right on
now.
The note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts now. And they also said, of course, money. So they're coming in and they're saying not to worry about the money. Like, once again, they're attaching it to that fact that you have your luck factor, your good fortune. And, believe it or not, you wrote good fortune around finances. And I know you haven't experienced much of this, or not in
right.
huge lump sums, but you haven't experienced it yet, but you will, because you wrote that into your contract that you were going to have the money to be able to do what you wanted to do in life. However,
mm-hmm.
you are always going to have to work for that money. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
There will be some money that comes to you from luck, but most of it is going to be you working for it. But it's really interesting because I see you doing some larger projects in the future, and you're
okay.
going to be in a leadership role on that.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all of your insight. You hit it right on the top. It sounds, accurate to me. Because that's not what I've been feeling. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good.
Well, awesome.
I'm glad you got the help and the guidance that you needed here today. Thank
definitely.
You.
Definitely. I needed it today, and you definitely gave it to me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great morning, and God
You're
bless
welcome.
All of you guys down in the Houston area. Take care.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. So we're going to let you talk a little bit about what you've got going on, and then we're going to take some more callers because you've got a fanfare of a boatload of people who have called in and wanting to talk to you this morning. It's really awesome. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you do. So in your prep for today's show, it's kind of funny. Leeson sent me a list of things that she wanted to talk about. Like, oh my, okay, you've got lots of stuff going on. So why don't you talk to him about, what you have going on through the end of the year and the stuff that you got coming up that you would like to let people know about here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, for all you folks on the East Coast that are, close to Salem, Massachusetts, I will be reading at the Witchcraft Expo the whole month of October. Well, I shouldn't say the whole month. I think I'll be starting on somewhere around Columbus Day weekend, but I will be there for most of October. And then coming back, I also have my psychic development classes. So if you're in the Ashland or Southern Oregon area, you can contact me and join one of the psychic development classes that I have that are ongoing right now. I'll also be bringing those to online. It's probably not going to be until January 2018, but you can look to checking in with me and getting on a list for that if you're interested in the psychic development classes. And once again, you've already heard how imperative it is that we're in touch with our guides so that we're getting their messages and we're having that communication, because it just makes life so much easier down here to have that wonderful relationship and guidance from our spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into 2018, spring of 2018, and I haven't set the dates exactly. It's looking like somewhere around April, I will be doing a retreat up here in Ashland, Oregon, called Reawakening the Goddess. And this is going to be a beautiful transformational retreat. It is for women. It's a women's retreat. And my guides gave me this shamanic retreat to do, basically to celebrate women. Women are so stressed out. We're asked to do so much in these times, in terms of work, mother, so many different roles that we play for the different people in our lives that we don't really have a chance to give back to ourselves. And also we miss that connection, that deeper connection to the divine feminine and to the goddess. And so that's what reawakening the goddess is about. It's about making that deeper connection. And, of course, we're going to do a lot of work once again with shamanic journeying, guides, meeting spirit guides, ancestors, totem animals, and releasing any old beliefs or behavior patterns that are no longer serving our highest good. And then ultimately making that connection with the goddess. And then a goddess attunement will be at the end of
wow.
the retreat.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stuff. So you are keeping busy, and you've got lots
yeah.
of conversation going on in your process around the goddess and the feminine and women. And so that sounds like that's kind of a passion, connecting
Absolutely.
The female energy. And is it, does it feel to you like we need a reconnection? Because it feels like almost like you, there's a plug that was unplugged that needs to be replugged in around the feminine energy and how we relate to ourselves and how we connect to the world. And I think in my observations, in my work, it just feels like that's kind of why we are where we are in society, at least here in our country.
Absolutely, Angel. You hit the nail on the head. That's what this is all about, you know. And I'm starting out with just a women's retreat right now, mainly just to, you know, to plug that energy back in, as you said, and also just to, you know, to get women in, you know, to feel that support. When you're really connected with the energy of a goddess, with the divine energy, you really feel that nurturing, that mother nurturing that we really can't get here in this world alone. And that's why we have to reach out for these archetypes, you know, that our ancestors were so really, really good at pulling from, you know, and connecting with. And they had so much more support than we do today. And so that's what we're getting back to. We're getting back to that original support. And that's why so many times, and this is true for, I think, all of us, we feel lost as we're, you know, walking through life. We feel unsupported. We feel lost. We turn to regular human beings, our friends, our relatives, counselors, therapists. We turn to these people for support, and they're having their own journey, and they're having their own ups and downs and struggles, so they can only support us so far. And so once you begin to, like, look at, you know, get that deeper connection, and especially a connection with, like, a patron goddess, I mean, it is just one of the most amazing connections that you can make, because it's unwavering support. So it's that in your time of need, you can call on your community. I mean, and that's what we're building in reawakening the goddess. It's not just, you know, a large part of it is connecting with the divine feminine and, you know, awakening the goddess within and bringing her back into our lives. But another part of it, too, is getting our community together. And when I'm talking about the community, I'm talking about spirit guides. I'm talking about our angels. I'm talking about bringing in those ancestors or those deceased loved ones that loved us in life. I'm also talking about those totem animals, those power animals. And it's like when we journey through life with all of our connections, all of our contacts on the other side well in place, we are fully supported, and you can do so much more. I mean, it's wonderful to have, you know, the blessings of family and friends and community, but it is just not enough. And I feel like that's what people are really, really lacking. And that's what I'm hoping to bring back in this first retreat for women, is that deeper connection, so that, you know, at any given time, you can feel supported. And you know how that is, Angel, because you're close to your guides and your angels, and you've got that community. You've got your contacts, so you know you're already there.
I call it the your spiritual posse, because they're with you all the time, everywhere you go.
Absolutely, and you can just call, you know, just call them up, and you've got them when you need them, you know, and, you know, sometimes they pop in here and there to give you a little help, like, you know, to get through a sticky situation or, you know, whatever you may need at the time. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
So where is this retreat going to be?
This retreat is going to be up in Ashland, Oregon. And it's going to be in several different locations, actually. The beginning of the retreat is going to start in a salt cave at a local spa salon, and that's going to be the journeying, you know, to meet. That's going to be the initial one, which is going to be the attuning to the elements, and then the journeying to meet guides and totem animals and ancestors, and bring.
Oh my God, that sounds,
you know,
really cool.
Start forming our spiritual posse and getting ready for the journey, because that's what this is all about. This is a journey. So you're going on a journey with me, and when you come out the other side, you will be changed. There's no doubt. Yeah.
I'm going to let you take another call. That's really super cool. And then I'm going to ask you a really fun question when we get back to it. I'll let you sit in anticipation.
Okay, wonderful.
All right. I got your next caller. You're on the air with Angel and Lisa. Who are we speaking to?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome. Hi, Angel, and hi, Lisa. It's a pleasure to talk to you both.
Thank you. Good
hi,
morning.
You as well. And what is your name?
My name's Nancy, and I'm from California, and I just got back from Ashland. And how can you take the smoke there? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, Nancy, I got to say, when it hit the hazardous zone, I just wanted to, like, pack up my stuff and get out. I wanted to head back to good old Santa Cruz, where I'm originally from, and the beach, and and once again, that was a moment. It was a moment of tuning into my guides, sitting in my home, smelling the smoke inside my house, even though everything was closed up, and feeling very uncomfortable. And my guide said, just wait. Just wait, and we'll bring rain. And
they did.
And it cleared. It's not perfect up here. I think we're still in the unhealthy zone, but it's getting better. And once again, that's the beauty of tuning in and of being able to trust your guides and being able just to and also work with them. You know, a lot of people up here in Ashland were doing some good old-fashioned rain dances because it got really scary there for about a day or two.
Yeah, I heard that. My daughter lives up there, and she's kind of always waiting for evacuation. She lives in Cave Junction.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so she's really full of smoke over there, you know. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it did rain.
Yeah. And it will. It's going to, you know, it'll be coming back. The smoke will be cleared, you know. They keep telling me in 2 weeks she'll be better, 2 weeks she'll be better. So I'm waiting till the end of September. It's going to be right before I end up leaving for Salem, but yeah.
Oh.
So, Nancy, did you have any questions today? I mean, the first thing that I can tell you your guides are coming through with is prosperity and looking on the positive side of that. And it feels to me like there's, you know, you're being blessed with that right now. I'm also seeing, though, that there's been a little bit of back and forth energy around your finances and around things like that. So there's a little bit, not too much, but a little bit of concern. And so they're coming and telling me to tell you not to worry about that. So I wanted to just bring that, you know, forth for you right now.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Yeah, I do have a question. I'm a retired psychiatric nurse, and I'm very, very interested in getting involved now in energy healing. And the things that I'm attracted to are theta healing, chronic healing, and a little bit of shamanic healing because of experiences I've had, paranormal experiences I've had in other dimensions, and also the healing. So I was curious what you saw, if I should take courses in that, or is that for my highest good?
Absolutely. You know, they started out with energy healing, and I just feel like you're on your path. They started out saying that you should be attuned to Reiki and start there. And what that's going to do for you personally, I mean, it does this for just about everybody, but everybody has a bit of a different response to it. But for you, you're going to really feel that psychic awareness just pop. You're going to really, really open, And so that's like the first step. And then I see you on your journey doing a variety of different things. One of them is the shamanic. I feel like it is going to take you down a shamanic path. And it's so interesting because they just shot me a vision of you in the, I'm looking in the desert. And I feel like at some point you're going to be doing something out there. And I'm getting the feeling of like Sedona, Arizona. So
oh,
if you haven't been
okay.
there before, it's like that may be somewhere where you want to consider traveling to. So I feel like there's going to be classes and maybe workshops in that area that you may want to, like, check out.
There is one in Sedona in November. And I was trying to debate many. I have many options, and I was debating that. But that one is more or less going into the Akashic Records.
You know, I would look at that, Nancy. I would look at it. I would sit with that. You know, I feel like that would be good for you. You're being called to Sedona. That I know. So if it's not
okay.
the Akashic Records one, it's there's another workshop that's going to be there that's really going to, it's going to hit with you. But,
okay.
yeah.
Wonderful. And so how about in November, too, there's a Theta healing class, do you see me going to that, or is that beneficial?
You know, it's so funny. They're not giving me a lot of energy around the theta healing for you.
Really?
I, you know, I feel like you're going to do it, and definitely if you want to, I want to encourage you to do it. But I feel like this is going to be a, first of all, this is going to be like a path that just opens up for you. So you're going to be guided every step of the way. Your guides just told me that going to the Theta healing class isn't going to hurt if you want to do that. But I feel like you're going to end up incorporating a lot of different modalities into your eventual practice. And it's going to be a journey, and it's really interesting because they're showing me your journey like it goes in a circle. So it's going to be a journey that's going to come to completion. I feel like it's going to take just a little over a year, and you're going to just have a bigger picture. But everything that you're doing and learning and experiencing is going to be something that you put together and into a unique offering that you're able to offer to the public, to your clients, to help them in their, you know, kind of navigating their lives. And that's really a good way of putting it, because that's the way I see you. I see you kind of navigating your own spiritual experience right now. And they're also talking to me about you, and you brought this up earlier, they're about moving in different dimensions. You have a lot of shamanic energy around you, a lot of shamanic potential. They're leading me now, taking me, talk about those Akashic Records. They're taking me into the past. They're showing me a past life where you did have a shamanic, you were a shaman, and now they're bringing me back into this lifetime saying you're just really picking up now where you left off. So
oh.
that's why they're leaning more away from the theta healing, not saying that you shouldn't do it, but they're saying, your path is more over here. And also they're bringing it back around now to talking about the fact that you move very easily between the worlds and the dimensions. And that's actually more advanced work. That's very, very difficult for most people to do, is to, like, move in and out of the dimensions and travel, walk between the worlds, as we like to see. So that's really a gift you brought in with you, Nancy. That's something that you want to explore deeper. You want to go deeper with that.
Okay, it certainly makes a lot
awesome.
Of sense, because I've had a lot of out-of-body and multidimensional experiences and timeline jumps and whatnot. So I would love to explore that.
Yeah, those
were awesome.
Fun, too.
Well,
yeah.
That was awesome. That was really good. Thank you for calling. I hope that was helpful for you.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was. So much.
Have a fantastic morning. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for calling in.
You
Thank
too.
You, Nancy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bless you.
All righty, Lisa, here we go. I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak to your energies around your passion around education, around the Wiccan history and the Tarot. Because when I connected with you, and I think I met your daughter as well, is that your daughter that was
oh,
at
yeah.
the event? Yeah.
Yes,
it was so
absolutely.
Fun engaging with you because, you know, being into the New Age stuff, I tap into a lot of people from astrologers to Wiccans to dolphin readers, everything that you can imagine. And I've never hooked in with someone with the Wiccan energy that just had so much fun with it. Like, I'm very serious about this. I'm a Wiccan, but I'm also kind of silly with it at the same time, which makes it really fun and safe. Cause I know people kind of get a little edgy when it's like, do I want to sit down and talk to her? She's talking about Wicca and witch energy. What do I do? But your energy is so fun and light. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about it, how you engage and why you're so passionate about the history of it, making sure people understand it. And here, like one of your classes, you talk about Wicca as a spiritual path. I've never heard anybody say that.
Okay, wonderful, Angel. Well, you know, my goal with Wicca is just to, you know, to dismiss a lot of some of the negative beliefs around it. And also, you know, with the word witch, you know, people are so afraid of that word, witch. And really what the word witch means is healer. I mean, there are many different meanings and connotations. But to me, it's like witches were healers. And I'm very passionate about Wicca and about my path because it's something that, you know, I was born into. Once again, not, you know, my family, definitely not, but I can remember being a very young child on Halloween and looking up at the moon. It was a full moon Halloween, and looking up, and I had my candy, and I just, at that moment, I knew as a child, I'm all, this is so much more. And so I connected in with it, and I was really, really curious. And, of course, I was fortunate enough to grow up in Santa Cruz, California, so I had
oh, yeah.
a ton of information, you know, at the ready. Ironically enough, you wanted to talk about Tarot. When I was 19 years old, and I'm not going to give the date because, you know, a lady never tells her true age, but when I was 19 and I wanted to purchase my first deck of tarot cards, I saw a friend using the cards and I just was drawn to them. And I said, oh my gosh, what are those? They were so beautiful. And I thought, I have got to get a deck of those cards. And in Santa Cruz, California, we'll just say in the late 80s, I couldn't find a deck anywhere. I had to go to San Jose to a game shop to get my first deck of Rider-Waite tarot cards. And now it's like you can't, you just kind of just stumble over tarot cards in any shop you go into these days. So it's been a lifelong passion. So that's what I do now. After studying the tarot for over 30 years and studying under Amber Giante in Santa Cruz for a while and getting a really strong, solid grip of tarot and Kabbalah, I'm now teaching it as well. So, and I know I kind of got off my path there where I was talking about Wicca as a spiritual path, so I'm going to segue back around. As you can tell, I'm not exactly a linear thinker all the time, and that's part of it. That's part of the fact that we don't really operate in linear time, those of us who move between the worlds. But for me, connecting with connecting with Wicca and connecting with the elements and nature just felt so right. At a very young age, I love to be outdoors. I love the outdoors. I love animals. I love horseback riding. And it just felt so right. And then the fact that, you know, bringing in the goddess religion, it just made sense. It made sense that there's a balance, that there's a duality between the goddess and the god. And I loved the circle of the wheel of the year, the wheel of life. And it was a way for me to connect back in with my ancestry, specifically my Celtic ancestry, and kind of start weaving that back in into my life personally. And, you know, sharing it with a larger community has just been a blessing. What I focus more on, you know, is the enchantment that Wicca can bring to everyday life. And it is about the elements of enchantment. It is about how we live our lives and how we can be blessed every day. And that magic, you know, isn't something that we should hold out for that time when we need a spell. Although there are those times. There are times when we want to enhance love in our lives. There are times we want to enhance money. And there are spells for that. And there are candles for that. And they're all very effective and wonderful. And, of course, we also want to hold true to the fact that we never want to manipulate anyone else's will. We always want to be operating within that cosmic order. And that's why, you know, for me, before I cast a spell or anything like that, I always do an in-depth divination just to look at all of those. And I even include a fail-safe, you know, as long as it is for the highest good, you know, so mote it be. Because we, you know, we want to walk lightly through life without, you know, damaging our environment or the people around us, the people we love, and even the people that we don't love. So for Wicca as a spiritual path, as I said before, it's an everyday path. Every day is a ritual. Every day you should get up in the morning and you should have that gratitude, the gratitude for the sun rising in the east, the gratitude for, you know, for the rain that comes in to clear out the smoke, you know, in my case recently. And also realizing that when we're casting a spell, it really truly is about the law of attraction. So, you know, magic and the law of attraction are so deliciously intertwined with each other. It's like you can't separate them. So whereas a lot of people may be afraid of using the word magic because of past negative connotations, people are not afraid of talking about the law of attraction. And it really is one and the same. So for me, it's just living it every day by setting that attention, doing the gratitude statements when you get up in the morning, some of those that these things that people are familiar with from the law of attraction, but it also crosses over into that magical realm. Acknowledging with gratitude my beautiful, wonderful guides and angels that walk with me through life every day. And looking at every day as an opportunity to, you know, have something magical occur. And that's what I do every day. It's like I expect magic to happen. I expect there to be a message in the just the nuances throughout the day or a subtle message, something left for me. I mean, yesterday it was the greeting of the fall season, you know, sitting under an oak tree with this beautiful, perfect acorn that was left there for me, just an acknowledgement of my connection to nature and an acknowledgement to my connection, you know, to the trees. What can I say, Angel? It's like magic is all around us, and if we open up to it a little bit deeper, and this is what walking the Wiccan path and the Wiccan spirituality is all about, it's like we get to see the magic. We get to hear the whispers of the trees. Maybe we get to see some of the fairies, or we get to see those dryads as they show their face to you in the tree as you're on a walk. But it is about opening up to it and being open to that.
And as I said when I started the show, you have such a wonderful light and supportive and positive energy that is just a joy to talk to you. And I'm sitting here watching the clock go by, and you have so many people that want to listen in and talk to you. So I'm going to let you take another caller so we can get one more caller in. But I want to remind people, you can reach Lisa on the New Age Guild on the New Age Guild webpage, which is newageguild.com. And I'll let her give you information how to reach out to her after the show. But if you're on the radio holding for a call and you aren't able to get questions, we do have an option on there where you can request a free one question in an email And what I'll do is, if you guys send that right after the show, I will forward all those questions to Lisa, and then she can engage with you after the show just to give everybody an opportunity to be heard. Is that fair, Lisa?
That sounds wonderful to me, yeah.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and let you take the next caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Lisa. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm just asking about a job change.
Okay, so let me go ahead. Let me invite your guides to come forward a little bit more, Holly. And the one thing that they're saying, they're talking about energy around you, and it feels like, you know, your energy, I'm talking about your just physical energy, has been a little bit up and down lately, and your life force energy is what I'm talking about. And they're showing me that that's going to shift and change for you very soon, okay? And you're just going to feel this wave of energy coming under you and carrying you through, and that's what's going to help with this job change. You know, like 2 weeks ago, I would say you weren't ready to take on something like that, or even a month ago, even though you've been wanting it. And so, you know, consequently, as we move into this energy, like I'm seeing it really for you, October is coming up as a significant month. It's coming up as a month where you're going to be able to, like, make the changes that you want to make. And I feel like that is when I'm looking out, though, too, because they're talking about, they're showing me money, and they're showing me beginnings of, I feel like something is already in the works for you, and that's going to come to fruition, and so it may be sooner than October.
Okay. In-state or out-of-state? I can't decide.
You know what? They were showing me in-state. So it feels like you're pretty much, I don't see you moving or leaving anytime. You know, I feel like you're going to be there for a while longer, you know.
In the state of Washington.
You're going to be in the state of Washington. Like, they're looking at least another year and maybe a little bit beyond that. They're getting a little hazy on that, but they're really putting you there for at least another year. And actually, they're saying, it has to do with this change that you're going to be making. That's one of the things, but they're also telling me that you're in a period of transition too, and there's a lot of inner growth that's going to be happening, and really just to focus in on, there's like a lot of inner spiritual growth that you're going to be going to, and then for you to focus in on what you really want to create and manifest in your life. And they want me to tell you to dream big. I feel like you always hold yourself back the way they're showing it to me. Like, you have a tendency to want things, and then you're like, oh, but that could never happen. So I really want you to work on getting rid of that, oh, but that would never happen kind of thing. Okay, Holly?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you have a fantastic
so welcome.
Day. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Have a good day. So tell the listeners how they could best reach you if they wanted to reach out with you and engage with you for reading or for a connection or for coaching or to take a class even.
Right. Thank you, Angel. The best way to reach me is through email and, my website. So my website is www.lisagilesneisted.com, and I'm sure you have it I'm on the Guild Radio, so
yes,
they can just connect
in
with it through there. Also, a phone number, which is, as you pointed out, it's still my Santa Cruz number. It is area code 831-818-7300. And so those are two really wonderful ways to reach me.
Awesome. And I give everybody on the show, when they come on the show the first time, an opportunity to give me information, because it's like the benefit of hosting is I get to engage with the energy. So do you have anything for me that Spirit might have to say?
Oh, absolutely, Angel. Let's just go ahead. Your guides are like...
They're everywhere.
Like
I know they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. You're like pulling in so many. It's so funny because you've got angel. I want to say like angels, like almost a halo of angels. I feel like you've got about, they're showing me like three to five angels around you
right
now, and you're pulling in all of this. And one of your guides, your more practical guide, I feel like she guides you through life when she's coming through saying, well, Angel needs it today. She needs a little extra help today. I feel like you've just got a hectic pace to keep up with. And, you know, once again, this is just a testament to how our guides help us in life and help give us the guidance and support we need, especially when, like, Angel's doing so many things, you know, and just being moved and directed in so many different ways. It's interesting, though, because they're showing me all these projects that you have going in the future, too. And they're actually saying that there's one, I keep getting drawn back to, like, belly dance and something that you're going to do in 2018. I feel like there's a show or you know, kind of an expedition, if that's what it's called, something that you're going to be putting on around that. And they're like giving me like the green light to tell you everything is okay, don't worry about it. But they do want you, as it gets closer, to put like a lot of, make sure you have enough time and put a lot of focus and energy towards that. I get that it's going to be fun and playful and also prosperous, but most of all, you know, it's really close to your heart, and that's really what feeds your soul, and so that and your connection to spirit. And so that's what they're wanting you to have, some fun and playful time, because you've been working really hard there.
I do.
Definitely.
I'm glad somebody sees that. Dang it. That was really cool, and I think one of the reasons I like to do that as I connect, you know, I have the benefit of working with so many different practitioners and this passion of mine with the guild and there. I mean, I'm very lucky to pull just really talented practitioners to participate in this process. And I love giving everybody an opportunity to show all that they can do and connect to, which is the purpose of the radio show. And so if you were listening, it's not easy to read another reader, because we can either be overwhelming with our energy, right? Or it can almost be kind of confusing. So, you know, that was really cool. And it was actually really spot on too. So that was, kudos to you for that. Cause you
well,
do catch that.
You.
I like to do that. I will also want to remind those, you've got a ton of callers and the show is over in about 3 minutes. So unfortunately we're not gonna be able to get to everybody today, but I am going to ask everyone, if you go to the New Age Guild, page, and if you click Lisa's name right there on the radio page, it'll take you right to her New Age Guild page. So you can go to the homepage of the New Age Guild, newageguild.com, and right underneath the Practitioner of the Month, there's a button there that says Request a Free Reading. It's going to take you to a page where you can input some information, your name, your email, and some other pieces of information, and then you'll send that in. It'll come to us, and we will forward all those people who have listened to the show, will forward that directly to Lisa so that she can answer your question. And there are some little rules. You know, you're not going to get 17 questions. You know, one question for free, and then you can connect with Lisa if you guys do want to have another conversation later, and she's agreed to connect with all of you, which is awesome. So, and there's not a million of them, Lisa, so don't panic.
Okay, good.
Last few minutes, I always give the practitioner an opportunity to do a call to action. What is it that you would like to leave everyone with, and what there is to do today?
What there is to do today. Oh my gosh, Angel. There's so much. My call to action would be just to look around you and to see where you can help out in your local community. I mean, we're looking at the devastation in Houston. We're looking at the hurricanes that are still hitting Florida, maybe right now as we speak. Fires. There's so much going on, and I really feel like it brings so much to us when we step out of ourselves and we do something for someone else, either on a small level or a large level. So if you can't help out with whatever, you know, with one of these larger scale events, then just see what you can do to be helpful in your local community. And that's really what's helping us to like raise the consciousness here on our planet, really, and to be part of this ascension, is how we act in service to each other, as well as in service to the planet and the animals and all of the beings on the planet. But right now I would say, you know, especially if you're feeling a little out of sorts and you're kind of in a grumpy mood or something's not going right in your life, step out of yourself and help someone else, and you will be amazed at how that turns your energy around.
Beautiful. What a beautiful message, and it's a perfect way to end. So I am so glad that I was able to get you on. Tell me, I have a lot going on.
Thank
you. You're a difficult cat to catch up with, so I finally caught you, caught you by your tail, and we got you on the radio. I'm looking forward to having you on again sometime once you get your, you know, get things settled. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us. Have a phenomenal rest of your Saturday, and I will hopefully see you soon.
You too.
And everybody,
send thank you
questions.
So much, Angel. Thanks for having me on. It was a blessing.
Blessings to you. You have a fantastic day.
All right, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming. And yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond.